Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This episode is brought to you by Microsoft for Africa. Launched in 2013, Microsoft for Africa empowers ideas through investments in governments, startups, SMEs, and the youth. The initiative provides affordable internet to communities, develops skills, and mentors businesses and governments that use cloud technology and AI. Visit Microsoft.com/for Africa for more.
Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
I'm Emmanuel.
And my name is Titilola.
How was our week?
For me.
Titi must be very, very tired right now.
I am.
They're preparing for SME clinic tomorrow.
Yes.
Are we ready to host?
Yes, we are. 100%.
Are you sure? You don't sound.
I'm tired. If I sound unsure, it's because I'm tired.
Yeah. Okay, guys, in case you don't know. Tomorrow is the SME clinic by Tech Points. SME clinic. Let Titi tell us what it's about.
Okay. So tomorrow, we're going to be gathering 2,000 SMEs at National Theatre Igomu.
In Lagos.
And they're going to be learning how to use technology to grow, how to use technology to scale.
Oh, their business.
Yes. So you'll be learning how to do Google ads, how to run Facebook and Instagram ads, how to communicate with your customers online, how to do data entry on accounting, data entry on spreadsheets, how are you to get loans for your business, among other things.
And all this for the price of
0 naira. It's absolutely free, guys. It is absolutely free. So tomorrow, show up at National Theatre. We're starting by 8 a.m.
Yep.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m. No African time, you guys.
Yep.
We're going to start at 8 a.m.
So please show up. If you've not you could register online if you still want to, but
yes,
you could show up there too. But yeah, I think it would be faster if you registered online.
Yeah, it will.
At smeclinic.techpoint.africa.
Yes.
All right, enough of the plugging books.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's going on this week. So we released our report, Nigerian Startup Funding Report for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And Nigerian startups last year raised a whooping $377 million.
Whoop whoop.
That's like more than twice what they raised in 2018.
Yeah, that's massive.
Because in 2018 they raised like 178. So.
Wow.
That's really nice.
That's massive.
And there are a lot of, I don't want to reveal too much, but
okay.
I mean, as usual, foreign investors were like the main guys. Like
as usual.
Almost 95% of the funds came from foreign investors.
Wow.
Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
At this point, you shouldn't even be surprising anymore. What would be surprising if maybe local investors take over and become
that would be very surprising.
Yes.
But I mean, of course, local investors, the amount they invested increased. It's just that foreign investors also did a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And fintech startups raised like 51% of all the money.
No surprise there at all.
Wow.
And it's crazy.
It's not fair.
So like you're saying, it's not surprising.
It's
the fintech startups raising so many. One startup was responsible for a lot of that, but I'm not going to say.
Find out.
You have to get the reports, download
the
reports. But then, I mean, it's very interesting to see, like you said, no surprises again, foreign guys over local guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's all this theory around how local investors are not very averse to risk. Or maybe because they are a bit more,
they understand the market, so they know not to throw their money around.
Exactly, they're not as optimistic as foreign investors. So
that
I mean, it's there's that debate there, but I think it's also good that we're seeing more local investors, investing. But anyway, we have a story on that about how Nigerian startups are, navigating that space with local investors and still getting to be able to raise funds from them and all of that. So we'll put links to that in the episode notes. And the link to download the report too. So you can download the report and find out more. Find out which startup raised which fintech startup raised the huge chunk of what fintech startup raised. how many investors were involved, the foreign to local investors, how many investors participated more than once, and all of that. You find that. We'll put the link in the episode notes. Speaking about raising money and all of that.
Yeah.
Ivorian e-commerce startup raised $1 million. That is
huge. That's really huge. When I saw it, I was like, e-commerce. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like,
okay.
First of all, it's e-commerce.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then it's Ivory Coast. I mean, no offense to Ivory Coast. I mean, I'm not. But you don't hear a lot about
exactly
startups raising so much from that space. Like, and it's really interesting.
It's interesting what they actually sell on their platform.
Yeah.
Like
African print,
yeah, yeah, arts,
fashion,
and, stuff like
and all of that.
Wow.
It's really wow, impressive.
And I like the name Afrique. Yeah. They say they've done over $5 million in sales across 6,000 shops in 101 countries.
That's really nice.
Wow. Why did we ever hear
this? I know, right? And they're using DHL.
Yeah, as they are.
So I think that's why they're able to like expand.
Yeah.
Worldwide,
yeah, and the fact that there is a niche market they're focused on, I think
really
that's
nice.
Why.
Really, really
so
nice.
So it seems they are selling the African culture.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Wow. And African culture that's
their real
product. Really attractive these days.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's congrats to them. I mean, it's
yeah.
They say they have like they actually pitched at the Jack Ma Africa Entrepreneur Prize last year. They won the Live Bank one.
Yeah,
ooh.
I saw that.
Yeah, just the stuff. Congrats to them. Congrats to the founders. I don't know how to pronounce the names, but Tabure and Tabure is one of the founders, and Mulaye Tabure. Congrats to them. Anyway,
congrats.
Let's come back to Nigeria.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
And we're talking about funding and all of that, local investors versus foreign investors.
Yeah.
The Nigerian government wants to start. Tell us about that.
So, yeah, they've actually approved a fund to support young innovators in the country. And they are saying they want to keep supporting MSMEs in the country. And in what I will say, startups fall under that bracket.
There was a technology fund or something.
Yeah, there's a technology fund of $20 million, which is...
Naira.
Not
okay.
You know, I don't know. There's something about this story.
Yeah.
The ideally, it's supposed to be a good news, right?
Yes.
Like,
very,
the government
very
is coming up with this fund to support. Well, the Nigerian government that we know and that people are so skeptical about when it comes to money and everything, people are like, okay, people have come again.
$20 million is like almost a billion naira, if I'm not mistaken.
It's more than a billion naira. 20 million.
Where is the government going to get that from? Did they explain that?
No, they didn't explain.
Maybe Abacha. Abacha will give us some.
Will
it be loans or is it grants or is it equity?
Yeah.
What is it exactly?
Yeah. So I actually reached out to the special advisor to the vice president on media and publicity, and he hasn't gotten back to us yet. We want to know like the full details behind this fund, who is backing it,
people that are responsible exactly, so that if the thing doesn't work or whatever, I hope it does, but we know who to hold responsible.
Apart from that,
you look very skeptical.
I'm remembering the Aso Villa demo. Many of the startups did not get any of the funds they were promised. The Tech Advisory Council that we've not heard much about since it was set up.
Yes, there's that too. Wow.
That's
what I'm saying. That's supposed to be good news, right? Yeah. But when you remember all their track records,
precedence.
I'm like, okay.
No.
These people, man.
Okay, so apart from the $20 million fund for young innovators or startups, rather, they also set up a 90 billion naira loan.
Whoa.
Soft loan. 90 billion naira.
That's, so it's loans. Okay.
Yeah, that's about $248 million for small-scale agricultural enterprises.
Okay.
And when you add everything together, it's about $268 million. And it's...
what I would like to do is go... look into the national budget and see if there's any provision for this already. And then the question I want to know is, where are they going to get these funds from? That's one thing we have to answer. We have to find out that, because like Titi said,
I don't know
what to think about this.
Okay.
Anyway, let's zoom out back onto Africa.
Yeah.
We talked about the Africria in Ivory Coast raising $1 million, an e-commerce startup.
Yeah.
And we know how the state of e-commerce in Africa.
Yeah.
And now Jumia.
Jumia announced their financial results for
Q4 2019
and the full year.
Okay, so what's it looking like for Jumia?
So it's their losses increased once more.
So they continue making losses.
Yeah, they continue making losses. They're attributing it. They are giving different excuses and instances.
I like the way they always preempt media.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing we saw was okay, Jumia Pay has increased its usage by 278%.
All those percentages. When you say 278%, if I had 1 naira before, 278% increase is 279 naira. Mm-hmm. No, that's 2 naira 79 kobo.
Yeah. So yeah, percentage. They increased from 2 million users to 7.6 million.
Okay.
2 million users for Jumia Pay.
Jumia Pay.
So Jumia Pay is becoming a fintech startup, essentially.
Essentially. So
they've been dropping hints over the past few months that, guys, now e-commerce with the go. We are going into e-commerce because every time they announce their results, they put Jumia Pay in front. And shows the good thing that Jumia Pay is doing and then before they now talk about how they are losing.
However. Okay.
So I think apart from the pivots, they are trying to build a model similar to Alipay for AliExpress and eBay's PayPal.
Okay.
So a standalone fintech company that is blossoming on its own. I think that's why they are pushing Jumia Pay forward.
But then don't you still need enough activity for the because there are so many
back to the however. This figure includes those who cancelled.
Well, the 7.5 million.
Yes, 7.6 million. 7.6. Everything that was done with Jumia Pay, including those who cancelled, those who returned, everything.
Okay, that's 7.6 million. Okay.
This sounds like Jumia is just trying to from what you're saying, the fact that they are recording cancelled orders and all of that. And I know for a fact that many people, when their orders are cancelled, even if they paid with a card or whatever, the money is refunded to their Jumia Pay account, which they now from there used to now pay for stuff.
They don't even know existed in the first place.
Yeah, some of them don't even know they're using Jumia Pay, but as long as you're on Jumia, you're using Jumia Pay. So we need to look into that.
I think.
And we need to be more cautious when they release those. I mean, it's a very, very smart PR move. You preempt media. And Della did it the last time too, before they laid off. They gave us the juicy stuff, and they now put the layoff thing inside. So, it's what smart PR people do. But there's something here we need to look into.
I think our previous developer that I worked with on the Truecaller story is hinting at some funny things going on with Jumia Pay, and I don't know if
we need to look into that. We definitely need to look into it. Guys, look forward to that. We're going to look into it. Trust us. We're going to look into it. Okay, let's get away from all the depressing stuff. Something fun, entertainment. Over the week, Netflix, an account called Netflix Niger, verified account, Netflix Niger opened on Twitter, and the first tweet was Niger Alpha.
This would they know how to capture Niger.
Exactly. Then the second tweet was a picture of 14 Nollywood veterans. And what are we expecting? We don't know. People started wondering what's going on.
What's happening?
Is Netflix, was it not 2 weeks ago that Netflix announced that they'll start taking subscription fees in Naira?
Yeah.
And in Kenya, in shillings.
Yeah.
So now, interestingly, it looks like maybe we should start getting up for more Nollywood originals from Netflix. Is that what it's looking like? Because after Lionel that they acquired.
Have we had any since then?
No, none. But now, the people in the picture are people like Ramsey Noah, who is a producer, director, RMD, Banky W and Adesua. There's what's her name?
Omoli,
Oboni, Ketensho. Yeah, all these people are producers, veterans. And then Kunle Afolayo.
Yes, Ramsey Noah.
So I think.
So I'm just seeing something that they've announced that they're doing their first original.
Oh, they already announced.
Series from Nollywood.
Oh.
Well, it's untitled for now. Yes. And it's going to be directed by Akin Omotosho, Daniel Oreahi and CJ Obasi. They already have people that are going to be in the series. Adesumi, Adesua Itomi, Banky W, Akiyomoto Show, Kemi Adetiba, RMD, Kunle Afon. Basically, those people you saw in those pictures.
Nice.
Oh, seriously.
So, Nifemi was right on the money. Nifemi wrote an article speculating that. And yeah, right on the money. Cool.
Wow.
And more people. Like, people like Joker Silva. Wait,
Kemi is there.
Yes, Joker
because
Silva.
I know she was hinting at a series for, a spin-off series for King of Boys.
Oh, interesting. I'd like to see that.
So, I mean, that means interesting times.
So
but then the question is, some people are saying, oh, they're coming to compete with Iroko TV. I think they have different audience.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because, first of all, let's not forget that Netflix probably has not more than 50,000 subscribers in Nigeria.
True.
We mentioned that in previous episodes. True. So, of course, I know that their target is not just Nigerians in Nigeria anyway. Mm-hmm. There are many Nigerians in the diaspora that consume this content. So, I think their audience is more of Nigerians in the diaspora. The few Nigerians here that can afford it.
Okay, sure, you're right.
So I don't think Iroko is there.
Iroko doesn't have anything to
Iroko has
to
his
lose.
Place.
Yeah,
he owns his own space.
Okay, so well, another thing I'm thinking about is, apart from the brand, is Netflix bringing any other thing to the table, production?
Probably. I mean,
that's what they do with their original series, right?
They bring
in a lot of those things.
Let's not forget, I always like to give props to, please, this is not paid, Multi-Choice. What they did with Africa Magic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they really contributed a lot to the industry, if you want to admit.
Yeah,
some
true.
People may not admit that. So I think Netflix will be there because they have a certain standard, at least for their series. People always see their movies are
usually made.
Experiments. But for their series, they have a certain standard that people have come to expect of Netflix series. So I can imagine that they will support with... Yeah, it's interesting
that's
times.
Cool. That's good.
Interesting times
Very
ahead.
Interesting.
We'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
And Nollywood will be better.
Nollywood.
Yeah, nice stuff. I think I saw a tweet in person. I think it's Bant, I don't know. Someone opened a Netflix Ghana account.
No.
maybe Ghanaians were like,
I like
Ghana Alpha. The people were like, quoted and saying, this is a fake account because it's not verified. So people are like,
Nigerians and Ghanaians.
Yeah, that very still.
Okay.
Anyway, what do you guys think with Netflix doing original Nollywood movies now, is it good news for the Nigerian movie industry, Africa at large?
Will they convert people like me?
Yeah, will they
yes, you're one of those.
Oh, you're not on Netflix.
Okay.
No, not on Netflix. I'm talking of Nollywood movies.
Nollywood. Oh, you never watched like movie the
No,
there are two types of Nollywood. There's home video Nollywood. There's cinema Nollywood.
Yeah, so
some of those cinema Nollywood, they're supposed to be home video Nollywood. But they have big budgets.
Exactly. No.
So, okay. I'm going to skip my skepticism to myself, but it seems they all have one kind of formula. Throw a bunch of stars together and make people laugh. And...
Some of them are... No.
Okay.
Some, maybe those movies you see, they are Christmas movies. You know, they're Christmas movies. Movies that are just feel-good movies.
Okay. Yeah.
And they usually show them at the end of the year, December, November.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that make people laugh and cry and all lovey-dovey. But there's some really nice...
Don't you watch Kunle Avalanche movies?
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's the only director I trust for
now.
Okay.
So he's the only one I trust.
Okay.
So actually, I hope we've been able to convince you small.
Yeah, with a few points.
To convert to
For those of us that are like Emmanuel, we'll be watching.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, what do you guys think? Netflix in Nigeria, Jumia Pay, is there something fishy going on?
Jumia losses.
Is e-commerce, did we get a lifeline with the $1 million investment?
Yeah, that was
Africa.
Really impressive. You know.
What again? The Nigerian government's fund for startups.
Yeah.
And local investors versus foreign investors. What do you guys think? We'd like to hear from you. You can tweet at us. With the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast. You can mention us with our Twitter handle at TechPoint.ng. That's TechPoint.ng. You can email us podcast@TechPoint.Africa.
Nice.
Or what else can you do?
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and everywhere you find your podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget, tomorrow, SME Clinic. If you are close to Lagos, come through, guys. You are going to learn a lot.
And it's free. Don't forget that part. So I tell everybody that you know. Tell your friends to tell their friends and their family members and their neighbors.
Yep. And let's not forget about Startup School coming in March.
Yeah.
Wow.
For early stage startups. We'll put the link to that also. And of course, TechPoint Build is coming in April. And TechPoint Awards in May. So we have a full
roster.
A full calendar.
We have a full calendar. Anyway, so let's... let's let it go and rest now so that she can prepare for tomorrow.
Yeah. See you guys tomorrow.
Yep. I hope we see you guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.